Hi there. The word for today is be a Shamgar. In Judges 3 verse 31, the Bible says, Shamgar struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad. Shamgar is mentioned only twice in Scripture, and his story takes up only 3 lines and 2 verses. But his impact was amazing. And it's a challenge to all of us who think or say, well, God would never use anybody like me. Shamgar may have been the least qualified person to deliver Israel from the Philistines, for starters. He likely wasn't even an Israelite. His name is Hurrian, H-U-R-R-I-A-N, in the original language. He could have rationalized his inaction in a dozen different ways. I don't have the right weapon. I can't do this by myself. These aren't even my people. Listen, if you look for an excuse, you'll always find one, but if you don't, you won't. When it comes to making excuses, we're infinitely creative. But what if we channeled that same creativity into finding solutions instead of finding excuses? If we did, God could use us as an instrument to fulfill his purposes, just as he did Shamgar. When God stirs your spirit and moves your heart, you can't sit back. You've got to step up and step in. And when you do, it can become a defining moment in your life. Don't worry about the results. If it's the right thing, the results are God's responsibility, not yours. Just focus on doing right things for the right reason. And don't buy into the lie that it can't be done. Yeah, it will take an all-out effort, but Philippians 4 verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Think about it. A failed attempt isn't actually failing. Failing is not trying. If you're trying, in God's eyes, you're succeeding. So the word for you today is, grab your ox goad. Trust God, step out in faith, and go for it.